Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, why did Teresa of Avila have problems with the Inquisition, and what protected her from being persecuted by it? Elena Cosano was born in India, where her father was the Spanish ambassador. She became a diplomat herself and served in various positions in Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and at the United Nations in New York. She's currently head of studies at Spain's official diplomatic school in Madrid. Ms. Cosano is also an award-winning writer. In 2014, her book of short fiction, Almas Brujas, Witches' Souls, was awarded the Rubén Darío International Prize for Literature. And the following year, her novel, El Viento de Viena, The Wind of Vienna, won the Buitrago de Lozoya International Prize for Fiction. In her latest novel, Teresa la Mujer, Teresa the Woman, Cosano puts herself in the shoes of Teresa of Avila, the 16th century descendant of conversos, who became a nun and went on to found the Discalced Carmelite Order, later becoming one of Spain's most important saints. Teresa was a mystic, and her writings are not only among the most remarkable in the mystical literature of the Catholic Church, but also a very important part of Spanish Renaissance literature. Ms. Cosano presented Teresa la Mujer at Centro Sefarad Israel, and afterwards we spoke with her about her novel and the woman who inspired it.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Elena. First of all, many of our listeners may not know very much about St. Teresa of Avila. They may not know anything. Could you give us a little historical background about her?
She's a Spanish saint. She was born in the 16th century. She is one of the first female writers, and she has written very famous poems, mystical poems. She founded a new order, Las Carmelitas Descalzas, but she reformed the church, the Spanish church. And she's very famous for that, for being a writer, for being a nun, and not for being a woman. And that's why I wanted to write a book about the fact that she's actually a woman, even if people didn't notice at her time.
Now, she had Jewish people in her family background, conversos. Could you tell us a little bit about her relationship with her Jewish roots?
She knew about them, but it was very dangerous to be Jewish at that time when you were converted. So she's a Catholic, and she's a Catholic nun. Her father was a Catholic already. Her grandfather was Jewish. And he was not really persecuted, but he had problems with the Inquisition at that time. He had to go to the church for 7 Fridays saying that he had been a bad Christian. Because there was that word in Spanish, judaizar. Judaizar is a word we use when a new Catholic who was Jewish actually was still sort of loyal to Jewish practices.
Judaize, in English.
Judaize. Thank you.
Okay. In those days, women were very rarely literate, and I'm wondering why she was so educated, and if you think that maybe her Jewish family background, there was some kind of a tradition, that there was some kind of influence or something.
I think there was, because her father was an incredible reader, and they had this great library at home, and as a child she used to read, even in secret, like fetching books she wasn't really allowed to read. Her mother, who was an old Christian, was a reader as well, but she liked more like fiction, novels, so it was more entertainment, whereas her father was more the literate kind of reader.
How did she happen to become a nun?
It's a very complex thing, actually. I think she happened to become a nun because she didn't really want to get married. And at that time, if you were a woman, there was only two choices, really. You could get married or be a nun. And she wanted freedom. So actually, the fact of being a nun was more freedom than getting married, which is hard to believe nowadays. But at that time, it was pretty much that way. She had a very strong faith. She wanted to serve God. She was very afraid, not really of men, because she was attracted to men, but of the fact of having a husband to serve. Because really, to be a wife was to be a servant at that time.
And
nowadays?
I hope not as much.
Depending upon where you are and...
And who you marry.
Yes.
You said that her father sent her to the convent.
That was the first time she went to the convent. When she was, I think, 16. Her mother died when she was 12, 13. And she started becoming a woman, a young lady. And she had friends who were not always very virtuous. So she had male friends. At that time it was okay to have male friends because of course she had to look for a husband to get married. So that was pretty proper. But the fact is her father got worried, and there's this Spanish 16th century word, honra. Her father was very afraid she might lose her virtue. And so he sent her to the convent. And that's where she actually discovered the fact that she could go inside herself, she could meditate and find God there. And she was very happy in the convent. So several months after, she decided to become a nun.
You said in your talk that she wanted women to be free and not have to depend on men to follow the path that God had set out for them. How did the church feel at this time about a strong woman?
They were very suspicious about strong women, and they didn't like that. You know, she was persecuted by the Inquisition. They didn't know how to understand what was happening with Teresa, because she was this strong woman who was literate, who was a reader, who could talk by herself, and she had these strong opinions, and they didn't know what to do. She was lucky because she had very strong protectors, such as San Pedro de Alcántara, and that was her luck. Otherwise, she would have probably been condemned.
How was she influenced by the Inquisition? What did the Inquisition do? You said that she had problems with the Inquisition.
The fact is that she had written El Libro de la Vida, where she wrote about her experiences and her mystical experiences. And the fact is, for the church, this mystical experience was suspicious. They didn't know whether she was heretic or alumbrada. There were sects at that time in Spain. 16th century Spain is very complex because there is the Protestant Reformation and all kinds of wars of religion all in Europe. So the fact that she was setting a new kind of doctrine was extremely dangerous. And she was a woman. It was not only a man saying strange things, it was a woman saying strange things. And that was even more dangerous for her. And she was, I would say she was simply lucky because strong men protected her. And that's the thing that was that's peculiar about her, is that she was a beautiful woman. And in some ways she used her charm to get strong protectors.
And yet she became the first female doctor of the church.
But much after, that is the 20th century. At that time, the fact that a woman would write and speak and teach was not well perceived.
Can you tell us a little bit about her importance in Spanish literature and her relationship with St. John of the Cross?
The relationship with St. John of the Cross came actually afterwards. Of course, they knew each other and they worked together for the Reformation, but she was much older. She was 20, 25 years older, and she was the founder. It was the same kind of Reformation, and he helped her very much. But she didn't know, for example, about his writing. That was much later. So it's actually history that set them together, because they wrote the same kind of literature, mystical literature, religious literature, very influenced by Jewish literature, because El Cantar de los Cantares,
The Song of Songs.
The Song of Songs is actually a masterpiece of Jewish literature, and both of them show that very strong influence in what they write.
Can you tell us something about your novel, Teresa la Mujer, Teresa the Woman? Why did you choose to write about Saint Teresa?
Because she's a woman, and I'm a woman, and she's a writer, and I'm a writer. And I love the way she wrote. She's still widely read in Spain, so of course I got to read her when I was 15, and I loved her. But I couldn't understand her, so I gave her a second chance much afterwards, and I discovered a woman who is incredible, amazing, and who is more than only a writer. She has this strong personality. And I loved her personality. She's cheerful. She's full of, she has this wonderful sense of humor. And I thought no one had really understood her properly, because she's not a serious nun the way we have always represented her. She's a very beautiful and charming woman. And that is the part of her that I wanted to describe in my novel, because I thought no one had had the idea before of describing the woman. We only got the writer or the nun. And I think the writer or the nun are interesting, but not as interesting and as charming as the woman.
How much of the book is fiction and how much of it is nonfiction?
I would say all the facts are historically right, so it's nonfiction. But the feelings are fiction, because I write in the first person. It's like I, Teresa, I pretend to be Saint Teresa. And that, of course, is fiction. But I had to read very much about her and read her very much until I could pretend to be her.
In your presentation, you said two interesting things that I would like you to comment on. First, you said that Teresa wasn't a woman of her time, but of the 21st century. Why?
Because of that kind of personality. Right now, we have powerful women. We have a Hillary Clinton, we have had a Margaret Thatcher, we have had queens who were powerful, and somehow our society is more used to powerful women. And she was a leader. But to be a leader in the 21st century is not easy for a woman, but in the 16th century, it's almost impossible. That's why I said it.
You also said that Teresa transforms you, and I would like to know how she's transformed you.
She gave me power. She has this will. She was always ill. She had this, her physical strength. She was very weak. She was constantly ill. And nevertheless, what she did is huge, is amazing. And somehow that always gives me strength, that you can be ill, you can be weak, you can have the whole world against you, and still you can fulfill your aims. I thought that was like such a model for all of us.
Are you working on anything now?
Yes, St. John of the Cross. I wanted to have like the pair of them, the female and the male part.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we might have left out?
I think readers should read me. That's very arrogant, of course. I think they should. And they should read St. Teresa, because she's really a great, great writer who can inspire all of us.
Thank you very much, Elena.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.